Xiao An.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. I'm Xiao An from Winter Rapport engineering team. And I came to
keep going. Keep going. It's okay.
Okay. Is it okay?
My topic is SMB2 server test suite. Here is the agenda. And first part is the protocol overview, and the second one is test suite introduction. The last part is a demo. SMB2 protocol is an extension of the original SMB protocol. Here is This diagram shows SMB2, the relationship between SMB2 protocol and other protocols. Here is the SMB2 protocol. SMB2 protocol use TCP or NetBIOS over TCP as transport, and it relies SPNG protocol for user authentication. SMB2 support to resolve DFS namespace by DFSC protocol. And DFSC protocol use SMB2 for namespace management. RPCE protocol use SMB2 protocol as its transport. And SRVS use SMB2 protocol as is server file sharing server management. SMB2 protocol also use SRVS for file server management. And synchronizing its sharing and opens. SMB2 and SMB 2.1 dialect introduce many enhancements comparing SMB protocol. SMB protocol introduces the connection rate, durable connection, and it supports simple links, and it introduces stronger validation on the integrity of requests and responses. SMB 2.1 dialect introduce multiple SMB2 dialects in multiple protocol negotiated requests, and also allowing a client to support a branch cache as specified in PCC RC document. Also, there are many other enhancements introduced by SMB2 protocol and SMB2.1 dialect that's not listed in here, but you can refer to SMB2 protocol technical document for details. Our test suite, the test approach is MBT and traditional. We call that a hybrid test approach. We choose MBT for most of the test scenarios. The benefits of MBT test approach is the maintainability of our test suite. It's easy to simulate SMB2 server behavior in our model and to generate a test case automatically. There are some few test cases that use traditional test approach. We choose traditional test approach for those test cases. The reason is it's difficult to simulate that server behavior in our model. The cost is too high if we want to implement the server behavior of this. Our in-scope, test with in-scope requirement is server behavior, and that requirement applied to both server and clients. So we only verify the requirements applied to server or both of server and client. Our test suite also dependent on many tools. As we choose MBT as our main test approach, Spec Explorer is used in our test suite, and we use the protocol test suite library for receive and send messages to from the server. Also, if you want to capture the network traffic, you need to install NetMount and SMB2 parsers on the test driver computer. Here is an overview design of SMB2 test suite. Based on actions, rules, and call scripts, which used to slice machines from our overall scenario, we have model-based test cases generated, and it combines with traditional test case to drive our protocol adapter and SUD control adapter to send and receive messages to SUD. SUD control adapter is used to put the SUD to some specific situations so that SUD can send some specific messages to our test client. And the protocol adapter will handle all protocol message exchange between our test driver computer and SUT. Basically, we have SMB2 protocol have three types of shells: file shell, print shell, and pipe shell. The most important scenario is file shell. So we have 26 scenarios for file shell and only one scenario for printer and 11 scenarios for pipe shell. A typical scenario of our SMB2 is negotiate. Here's a typical scenario extracted from our test suite. Left part is the call script in our call file. This each line indicates a action defined in our adapter interface, and each action has a corresponding raw method in our model project. This shows the explored machine based on this machine definition. For each test case, the message sequence is shown as this one. First, the client will exchange negotiate message between the client and the server. And after the negotiate is successful, then the client will start to session setup request, and the server will respond with a session setup response. After a session between the client and the server is set up successfully, the client then will connect a shell on the server, and the server will respond with a tree connect response. As mentioned previously, SMB2 support a durable tree connect. So if you want to reconnect a shell after that connection becomes disconnected, you should send a tree connect request with durable context. And after a tree connect is successful, then you can open a file or directory by create method. After you create or open an existing file or directory on the server, then you can do read, write, or other operations, cancel, flush, such as these operations. And then if the client finished all operations it intended to do, client will send a tree connect request to disconnect the shell. And if the tree disconnected, then the client will log off the session from the server. Our SMB2 test suite support you customize your own test cases. SUD control adapter is implemented by PowerShell script, and you can replace by your own scripts and commands. If assume you have a requirement block all of you or some of your test case execution, you can just disable that requirement by fill its requirement ID in our PDF config file. Here, this is the property entry. You can disable requirements. And in the demo section, we'll demo how to disable a requirement. SMB2 test suite also support you isolate some features you don't want to test. For example, if your own implementation does not support single links, you can just drop that test cases down and don't execute them. Another example is IO control code. Many IO control code may not supported by your own implementation. You can just not run the test cases related to them. Also, SMB 2.1 dialect feature is isolated in a single scenario. If your implementation does not support SMB 2.1 dialect, you can just drop that scenario down from your list and run other scenarios you're interested. Here is the demo time. I will hand over this presentation to Zhenduo for demo.
Test.
Okay. Hello, everyone. My name is. Yeah.
Was are the scenario files available somewhere?
Yeah.
When you say scenario files, do you mean the Word document or the actual test suites? Yes. In fact, you want to download them? Is that your goal?
Yeah.
Right. Remember Maruthi presented the public release presentation on Wednesday? And before this event, your team was provided with the invitations to receive the private test suites. That is now publicly available following this event. I'll send you the link. It'll be online for you following the event. Okay? Thanks.
Okay, I'm here to present the demo for how to run the test cases for SMB2. Okay, test. And usually we have two ways to run the SMB2 test cases. The first one is run the batch files. You can just click the shortcut on desktop to run the batch files. Oops. It's loading. It's working now. I can. Okay. Or you can run a batch, check the separate batch files from here. And you can see each test case here. And you can run as you want. And the other way for debugging model, you can use VSTS to run all the test cases. And we have two main test scenarios. One is important scenarios, and the other is not that important scenarios. And we have grouped all the test cases by scenario names, and you can just run the test scenarios you are interested in. So let's pick one to run. And so click it and run the check test case. It's got passed. But sometimes, if your implementation is different from Windows, and you may meet some failure, and you can disable this verification and keep the other verifications. So let's take an example, like this one. If latency implementation is different, let's say Windows must set this field to 16. But if latency will implement this as, let's say, 20. And then we run this test case. We have to rebuild this. Kind of slow. Okay, it's cutting. Yeah, it's get filled. You can check the test result and see it's expecting 20 and you got 16. And you want to disable this requirement, you can put the required number here. You can see this is 110. Put number 110. And then we run this test case again. Yeah, it got passed. So this is the easy way for you to debug your test suite and check what will, in which part your implementation is different from Windows implementation, and we will check if the protocol is wrong or your implementation is different from TD. So that's all part. Thank you. Any questions? Okay. So that's it.
Any other questions? Yes, Fareed. The question is, does the MSSMB2 test suite include durable handle coverage as well as the resiliency? And the answer to that is resiliency is fairly well covered. There's a number of test cases. Zhenduo and Xiaolu and Sean can go over that with you a little bit. Tarun has looked at it as well. Those are pretty good. The durable handle test case in the current release is very limited. It does reference the handle, but it doesn't go through a full scenario. So that is one issue that we have to address in a future release. But saying that, most of the 2.1 functionality, which your team has done a fair bit of testing with, those are covered in some detail.
Currently, there's only one test case to test the durable test, durable create method. Only one test case.
And as I said, it's not complete. So, but just to be aware. So the question is, this is a single client synthetic, which is going against a target server, test server. And the question is, is it possible to simulate multiple? The answer to that was the scope of the test suite design was specifically to use a single instance. But now I always get this backwards. Sessions versus connections. It uses multiple connections with one session. Is that right? Is that the architecture?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So that way you can simulate, for example, when you're doing an op lock, you can't simulate opportunistic locking examples without having one client open the lock and hold it, and then others attempt to access the same resource. So there are cases where we use that multiple connections to simulate multiple clients for the purpose of specific scenarios, because the protocol in that case requires that. Having said that, it brings us back to the original issue, is we're not trying, the purpose of this test suite is not to stress the server per se, so it's not trying to simulate load. If you want to simulate load, your team is fairly familiar with, we've talked to many of you before, there's a system called FSCT. Microsoft has the product, the file systems team has released that for your use. You can feel free, if you don't have the link, we've provided it in other presentations, such as David Cruz's MSSMB 2 presentation, the link, and it's in, there's a blog for downloading FSCT, and that simulates a workload that is more symbolic. It's more representative of a user, a home director. Brian, you were going to mention? Okay, yeah, we'll give you the link if you don't have it. Like I said, it's in the other presentation. Does that help? Good. Yes. The question, does the MSSMB2 test suite cover branch cache? The answer is no. However, the PCC, RC, and related documents, there's a PCC, let's just say PCC star documents, cover HTTP and some others. I know that there are implementations now on the market, including your, so you're interested in branch cache, and those documents have been tested. We will have, specifically for the SMB2 in the future here, there will be a release. It's not available at this time. So this first release of the file sharing test suites does not include the branch cast test suites, but those are being worked on and will be made available in the future. So that will be a separate set of test cases that will cover the full PCC, RC, and related scenarios from those protocol specifications. Yeah. Yes. So, as Maruthi said, when we get a full SMB2 included functionality set of test cases for the branch cache, we'll make that available publicly in the future. Other questions for the MSSMB2 test suite? Thank you.